Federal prosecutors in the Eastern District of Texas will handle the investigation at the request of their counterparts in the Dallas Northern District office. Matt Orwig, former U.S. attorney in the Eastern District, says that's not unusual in a high-profile inquiry.
Certainly, there's been enough publicly reported that indicates that there is cause for an investigation, at least. There is, of course, the presumption of innocence, and that's no indication of wrongdoing, but it prompts further inquiry.
The investigation comes out of the mortgage fraud charges Craig Watkins brought against Hunt Oil heir Al Hill III. The case was thrown out last week after Watkins refused to answer questions about alleged prosecutorial misconduct. Hill's attorneys claim Watkins brought the charges as a favor to campaign contributor Lisa Blue. At the time, she was locked in a court battle with Hill over millions in legal fees. Richard Roper, former U.S. attorney in Dallas, warns against jumping to conclusions. He says the FBI asking questions does not automatically lead to indictments. He also says white-collar and public corruption cases are difficult because prosecutors must prove intent.
Did someone have criminal intent? And that's difficult to prove. 9 times out of 10, the government has to show that through circumstantial evidence. And that can be difficult. So that's why many of these times these cases take years.
Matt Orwig says this investigation is just beginning, and he does not expect to hear anything more for months. BJ Austin, KERA News.